Friday afternoon. The vote's Wednesday, but whether they can cobble together enough Republican and Democratic votes to pass it is a pressing and real question.
Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. The future of suspended Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton will be determined by the state Senate after the state House overwhelmingly voted to impeach him, with most fellow Republicans voting to do just that. Representative David Spiller was part of a House investigative committee quietly looking into Paxton for months.
Members, it brings me no pleasure to be standing here today in front of you dealing with this matter. I know that it's not pleasant for you either, but we have a duty and an obligation to protect the citizens of Texas from elected officials that abuse their office and their power for personal gain.
Overseas, Ukrainian officials report downing more than 50 drones launched by Russia overnight. Meantime, anti-Kremlin Russian fighters also waging some kind of a war on Russian soil, stepping up their attacks as a Ukrainian counteroffensive appears to be imminent. Correspondent Deborah Pata in Kharkiv.
The partisans are a collection of disparate groups united by their desire to topple Vladimir Putin. CBS News sent written questions to one of those units. We are destroying military targets and support infrastructure, this masked gunman said, like power stations and railway lines.
What is Mother Nature's plan for the rest of the holiday weekend? Oh, it depends.
This holiday weekend, Mother Nature is playing spoiler in the southeast with gusty winds and a whole lot of rain. That's particularly for the Carolinas and coastal Georgia as well. There's also the risk of rip currents as far north as the Outer Banks and even perhaps the Hampton Roads section of Virginia. And then we will see high surf in places as far north as the Jersey Shore.
Forecaster David Parkinson, many of us still on the move.
I'm always surprised by the traffic from Boston to the Cape, because we're from Dallas. We have a lot of traffic, but not like that. It's never taken us 3 hours to get from Boston to the Cape. So that
this is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Great, it's yours. See you then.
Nathan's tiki-themed bar is swimming in end-of-year party bookings.
Where can I find that many servers? They want headlamps? And I'm gonna need to find a band.
He needs caterers to navigate the rising tide.
No, Mario, not your cousin's cover band.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun today with a high of 81. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 49. Tonight, partly cloudy. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs around 82. Highs level off around 86. Tuesday, under partly cloudy skies. 88. Wednesday, chance for scattered storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, let's get back to live music with Harmonious Whale in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Hey, the next song you have for us tonight, it's called Things That Go, and you play many traditional songs, but this is one of your own. Tell us about this song before you play.
Right, this is an original song. Our man Sims wrote this one. In our band, you know, I write some songs too. I basically write about things that you might interpret to be the glass half empty, because that's how I walk through life, and Sims writes songs about more of the spirit of the glass is half full. This is a...
Jeffo writes songs about the wrong size glass.
About what's in the glass. But this is a hopeful song that Sims wrote. Things That Go...
Thank you. like it was, still feels like a dream. Now there is no future but by its silent scene. When I get $1,000, then I will come clean. Someday I'll change my luck and move back to Racine. Good luck comes and good luck goes. Sometimes rains make rivers flow. I don't know much, but this I know. Things that come are things that go.
Harmonious Whale, live in the Devil's Lair. Guys, tonight, Harmonious Whale is a quartet. And you have a guitar player, Scott Levenka. Let's hear from him.
He's our favorite Scott.
Are you guys introducing the new guitar player tonight? Is this the first show?
Coming in for our festival. Nice to meet you, Scott.
Maggie?
Drove in from Milwaukee, huh?
Yep, I'm from Milwaukee.
Got to get a microphone, brother.
Oh, we on it?
He's on one.
Oh,
you want mine? Oh,
there check one, two. There we go. Yep, my name is Scott. I'm from Milwaukee. And I actually started playing, I was a singer-songwriter before this style. And had that career, went on tour, and just wasn't my scene. And so I quit music for a couple of years. And I ended up joining a hip-hop band playing bass. And in that band, we had a fiddle player who gave me a stack of Django CDs. And there was a couple songs I heard on there that I heard before, and I'm like, this is this guy. Oh, my gosh. And that's when it all started. So this was probably 2010 or 11 that I started getting into Django, and it totally changed my career and learned jazz, and here I am.
Wow, what a great story.
Do you still do any hip-hop at all, or...?
So actually, I'm in the process of recording another solo record of my own material, which is more, I guess I'm in more of the 80s pop vein for this one. So I don't know, I'm just trying something different. I've had songs over the years that I've written, and because I've been pursuing this, I haven't tried to play them or do anything with them. So, but I don't know, this winter, that's kind of my winter project this year, is to do some more recordings. So.
I'm going to give you a challenge right now.
Okay.
All right. You got to marry hip hop and gypsy jazz together in a song.
Whoa. Dig it. So I dig anything with a pocket. So anything with this color and a beat, I could see that working.
Yeah.
All right.
February 3rd and 4th is the Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest at the Brink Lounge in Madison. And I know you guys are important cogs in the machine there. Tell us about Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest.
Well, it's coming up.
It's going to be a beautiful, exciting, passionate, moving,
change your life kind of thing.
We've been running the festival. Harmonious Whale started this festival about 22 years ago. It started out in a horse barn in the fall out in Fitchburg, Wisconsin, close to Madison. And it has moved into the winter fest and a fall fest. So this is our midwinter festival coming up.
Was that the shoddy barn?
No, a different one. This one's out in Fitchburg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Friends of ours. And we were on tour in Europe and ran into a fellow named Django. No, Robin Nolan, and became good friends of Robin in Amsterdam, and invited him to come here. And they were traveling a lot, so they came back and they couldn't believe it. Like a real barn, a real Wisconsin barn. And so that was the first concert out at the barn. And
we gave them their first tour in the U.S., actually. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And everyone was so excited about it, and we took them down to State Street. They played in the Montmartre at that time and blew the roof off of that place, and then they blew the roof off the barn. And it was a new...
Oh, no,
is it?
Oh,
yeah, Cafe Montmartre was the very first venue I played in 2001, I want to say. Yeah.
Oh, I think this was like 2004, so you were around.
I was around.
But, so that's why we brought Scott on for this. Scott's going to be part of our band at the Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest. And coming up to 8 years ago, Maggie and my son Henry passed away. And as we were doing ridiculous things like writing, what do you write? Not an epitaph.
Obituary.
But obituary. I mean, what BS, you know, to write a... We didn't want to do it. And we thought, God, you know, we're going to have a ton of flowers, and what do you do with them? And so we wrote this little note that said, in lieu of sending flowers, kindly consider making a contribution to the Henry Mack Fund, and we will dedicate this money to budding young musicians who need a little help moving things forward.
We're going to hear about that in a minute.
Do that later? Okay. But that's why the Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest has always been part of that, and it's going great guns. The given the last 2 years of forgetfulness, and Maggie had mentioned that it was 22 years ago, well, we're going to call this one in September the 20th anniversary.
Yeah, we lost a couple years for the pandemic. Right?
We all did.
We all did. So we're really looking forward to this thing coming up next
weekend. Nobody cares about the fuzzy math anymore. Well, who else is playing at the Gypsy?
Friday night, Harmonious Well will welcome, and then a band from the coast of Michigan, near Ludington, a band called Third Coast Swing is going to follow up, and the evening will be brought to a rousing close by Alfonso Ponticelli, and then we all jump up on stage and play a number together. On Saturday, the night will be opened by another band from Michigan, from Ann Arbor, called Django Phonic, and Daisy Castro is an old friend. She's from the East Coast, and she's bringing her band in from New York, the Daisy Castro Quartet, and Harmonious Well will close it out. And then another rousing jam, and there's music in the lobby and a lot of merch.
Yeah,
a lot
bring
of CDs
your instruments, because there's lots of jamming that goes on in between the sets and before the festival starts, actually, before the concert starts, after the concert finishes. It's really fun. It's very energizing.
You're going to have a whole parade of people with cardboard boxes coming for you.
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait.
Daisy Castro coming in from New York. She's on our new record. With us, so is Scott Levenka. They will be there, happy to sign your vinyl for you or sign your CDs, or whatever you like. Yeah. But the new Harmonious Whale project is jam-packed with gypsy jazz.
And we've become excellent marketers. We own harmoniouswhale.com and midwestgypsyswingfest.com. We just figured that would be a good idea.
Oh,
so that's where you can go for for information and tickets and such.
Well, let's get back to live music from Harmonious Whale here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you're going to perform for us tonight, it's called Sin to Tell a Lie. Does this include the little white ones, too?
The little white lies?
Yeah, those.
Maybe.
Maybe.
This is an old Fats Waller tune. It's great dance tune if you want to move your feet.
Let's dance.
One, two.
Be sure it's true when you say I love you. 'Cause it's a sin to tell a lie. Oh, millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. Now I love you, oh yes I do, you know I love you. And if you break my heart, I'll cry. So be sure that it's true when you say blushing bride. If she gets me to the altar, I'm sunk. 'Cause I can't tell the preacher I was drunk. Lord have mercy on an old count sinner. Give me one more chance to let another man win. It's a sin to tell a lie.
Be
cross
sure
my heart
when you say
Harmonious Whale live in the Devil's Lair. Rocker, this is fun, man. This is good stuff.
And well, we're kind of getting towards the top of the hour, and there's a couple more things I want to ask you about. Briefly, tell us about your new album and where people can find it online.
Sure, new album. Harmonious Whale's new album is called Wailing All Stars, and it's a project that we put together with guests, 15 amazing musicians that have played our festival throughout the years, and they joined us on the project, and these are a whole bunch of legendary gypsy jazz melodies that we put together, and the guest artists are fantastic. And we have that at harmoniouswhale.com in the merchandise department, or you can come to the festival and buy it. Musicians will be there to sign your new record for you, and check those out.
And just yesterday, maybe the day before, UPS dropped off cases of the LP. So we have
nice.
We have LPs.
Oh, in stock.
Gypsy yeah. jazz on album.
Vinyl.
I want one of those.
You got it.
Now, let's talk philanthropy. In 2015, the Henry Mack Fund was created in memory of Sims and Maggie's son, Henry Delaney Potthoff. Can you tell us about your son and what your mission is with the Henry Mack Fund?
Oh, sure. Our son, Henry, was a really fine multi-instrumentalist and a very awesome human being. And after he died, we thought, you know, all musicians need a little help now and then. So this is a fund we put together, and the spirit of it is really quite enjoyable for all of us. And that is we award it to a young musician who's making their way out there, and maybe they need a new amplifier, maybe they need a publicist, maybe they need gas in their car, who knows. But that's what it is. It's not a school scholarship. It's a moving along in your following the muse kind of scholarship. And we've been doing that for several years now and have had really fun recipients, and it's been a joyful thing. It's called the Henry Mack Fund, and part of the ticket sales of the Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest always feed into the Henry Mack Fund.
If people wanted to donate or contribute to the fund, could they do that?
Yep. There's at the MidwestGypsySwingFest.com, there's a tab that says Get Involved, and there's a little explanation, a nice picture of Henry, and a little explanation of the Henry Mack Fund, and then links to send some money in and know that we will keep paying it forward. This year we're awarding the fellow from Michigan named Grant Flick, who we have fallen in love with, and he is an honorary member of Harmonious Whale for the weekend, and just a lovely guy, and a good recipient of it. He's going to keep playing, so it's really feels right.
Yeah. And Harmonious Whale plays theaters, festivals, and music venues in big and large in Wisconsin and abroad. But your heart is in Wisconsin here. Soon you'll be traveling abroad to Scotland and doing some stuff. So tell us about Scotland. Tell us about Wisconsin. And we'll try and get like one more tune in before sure. we end tonight.
The Scottish trips are Scottish and Irish trips are small buses. The Irish trip's about 20-some people on the bus. The Scottish trip is about 16. They're wonderful tours because they're super relaxed and really musically focused.
So it's Harmonious Whale on a bus with a bunch of music lovers.
That's it.
And every night there's a private or semi-private concert for us, and we jam with the Irish or Scottish musicians. We play on the bus. We play in the ruins of a castle or on a beach.
Oh, gosh.
Bring your instrument if you're interested in doing that. But it's a real laid-back tour called The Tours for People Who Hate Tours.
Us
because,
on the bus.
Because you've been at the pub the night before. You don't even have to be on the bus till 10 a.m. So, join us for the 10-day tour.
That sounds like a great time.
It really is. We have a gas.
It's wonderful, yeah. though.
And again,
great tour guides. We learn a lot.
HarmoniousWhale.com. There's a tab that says Irish and Scottish Tours, and you can learn everything about it at HarmoniousWhale.com. But you have to spell harmonious.
That's
and W-A-I-L. Is the whale part, W-A-I-L.
Yeah, don't get that mixed up.
So let's get back to some live music. We're running towards the top of the hour, so we may fade this out. But let's get back to live music from Harmonious Whale here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you are going to perform for us tonight is called Minor Swing. Is this a sad dance song?
No, it's a
happy dance song.
In minor?
It was actually written by Django Reinhardt, who we celebrated his birth date on Monday. Now we're going to celebrate him in the Midwest Gypsy Swing Festival, February 3rd and 4th. And he wrote this melody. It's probably his most popular melody. In French, we would say swing minor, but we say minor swing.
All right. Well, Harmonious Whale, thank you so much for coming in
tonight.
We really
appreciate it. Rocker, thanks a ton.
Love the music. Have fun on the Scottish tour. Rocker has Max Inc. I don't know how we're going to make the transition from Harmonious Whale to Max Inc. Heavy.
Bam, like that, Jimmy.
You can do it.
We'll figure something out.
Flip that switch, brother.
Take it on, my people. Thank you.
Thank you.
One, two, three.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun today with a high of 81. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 49. Tonight, partly cloudy. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs around 82. Highs level off around 86. Tuesday, under partly cloudy skies. 88. Wednesday, chance for scattered storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
A sweet sound to sing.
Madison's Bon Scorpion. That is Grievous Angel here on Maxing Heavy. I'm Rocker, here with you till midnight throughout the Civic Media Radio Network. Go to civicmedia.us, grab the app, or check out our podcast. Before that, we heard a double shot from Sky Urchin to open Maxing Heavy. That was a song, Rose, and their brand new one before that to open everything up with Co Alone. Let's see. We got plenty of stuff coming up tonight. Some Brainerd, some Kudasai even, the Takeaways, and, of course, some Last Crack at 11, Essential Last Crack at 11. Right now, let's keep it going. This is Dog's Blood, Underground Wards.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Out of doubt, I've learned to climb out this prison. I feel is contained in me.
sigh. That is Rainy Day Radio. Of course, that features Butto from Last Crack, and we'll hear Essential Last Crack at 11, so stick around for that. Coming up, we'll have some Rap Bat Spider, The Takeaways, Damsel Trash, Lo-Fi Killers. We got it all right here on Max Inc. Heavy.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. Matching donors.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.